Coming up, the work of pop artist Keith Haring will be on display in Iowa City. And later, a Marion teenager has been found guilty of killing another teenager during an attempted robbery. Plus, Iowa is getting warmer. The state now falls into Zone 5. Stay tuned for what gardeners need to know. Welcome to the Tuesday, March 26th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, renowned 1980s pop artist Keith Haring is known for playful dancing silhouettes and colorful subway art. A new Stanley Museum of Art exhibit will display Haring's special connection with Horn Elementary School in Iowa City. Horn Elementary art teacher Colleen Ernst wrote to Haring in the early 80s after her students asked her why she only talked about dead artists from the past. Ernst took the question to heart and took a chance on writing to Haring. She had found his address in a New York City phone book at the public library. At the time, Haring was a rising star in the art world. Ernst asked for some photos and commentary of his current work. This connection led Haring to visit Iowa City in 1984 and again in 1989. During that second visit, Haring painted a mural in the school's library. Ernst said he blended the students' work and suggestions into his own one-day mural. Ernst remembers a student shouting out, "Paint a toaster!" Haring laughed and added a smiling piece of toast jumping out of a toaster. You can read the full story about Haring's visit in the article linked in this episode's description. The Stanley Museum of Art exhibit will open on what would have been Haring's 66th birthday, May 4th. Haring died from complications of AIDS in February 1990. The exhibit will feature works, photographs, and letters with students, including the mural he painted for Horn Elementary. Next, a Marion teenager has been found guilty of first-degree murder during an attempted robbery last year. 18-year-old Kian McGowan was found guilty of killing 17-year-old Christian Yupa, also of Marion. McGowan was attempting to rob Yupa and his girlfriend of money and marijuana vape cartridges at gunpoint. This took place on Oakland Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. A Linn County jury deliberated for about an hour Monday before returning a guilty verdict on all charges. Sentencing is scheduled for May 24th. First-degree murder carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Because McGowan was 17 at the time of the murder, he will have a chance at parole. Next, Iowa gardeners, listen up. The state is getting warmer, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has responded by revising its plant hardiness zone map. In the 90s, roughly the northern half of Iowa was Zone 4. The other half of the state was Zone 5. Now, the whole state is Zone 5. The zones I'm referencing are commonly listed on plant labels and seed packets. Zones tell gardeners where plants are likely to thrive based on climate information. Iowa State University Extension reported that Northwest Iowa has warmed the most and Southeast Iowa has warmed the least. Iowa's neighboring states Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Missouri have all warmed faster than Iowa. While an increase in the state's temperature may seem small, it has a large impact on the climate. State climatologist of Iowa, Justin Gleason, said this spring is likely to be warmer and wetter than normal. The state may see an increase in thunderstorms and heavy rainfalls. This is good news since Linn County and eastern Iowa is still experiencing extreme drought. Speaking of rain, let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It will rain today. Expect a high of 44 degrees with a low of 20 degrees. Wednesday will be sunny, but temperatures will stay put. Anticipate a high of 44 degrees and a low of 23 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.